It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And the contest to redesign Illinois' state flag is proceeding. The Illinois Flag Commission released a top 10 list and plans to open it up to voting next month. The idea would be to join other states that have recently replaced a style of flag that vexillologists call an SOB, or seal on a bedsheet. Vexillologists, of course, is a term for flag aficionados. In fact, Illinois' flag is so poorly regarded that back in 2001, members of the North American Vexillological Association ranked Illinois' flag 49th out of 72 states and territories on the continent. Here to talk us through good and bad flag design and go through the 10 finalists is one of the world's foremost authorities on the subject. Ted Kay is the secretary of the North American Vexillological Association. Ted, always a pleasure. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for bringing me back. I'm really glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you. And listeners, if you want to follow along at home, you can Google Illinois Flag Top 10 Finalists. And there is a PDF document from the Illinois Flag Commission. Again, search for Illinois Flag Top 10 Finalists. It's got some numbers on it. We are going to be using that to discuss some of the entries today. And you can join us to let us know what you think by calling 800-222-9455. 800-222-9455. All right, Ted, can you just briefly walk us through your principles for good flag design?
Sure. I compiled the flag design guidebook, Good Flag, Bad Flag, for NAVA. NAVA is the North American Vexillological Association, vexillology being the study of flags. And my compilation looked at what 20 different people had written on flag design, and I just distilled those down to 5 basic principles. And those basic principles are simplicity, meaningful symbolism, just 2 to 3 basic colors, no lettering or seals, and distinctiveness, be different from other flags. And the basic idea here is that form follows function. And the fundamental function of a flag is signaling at a distance. So only flags that have those design principles, that follow those design principles, are likely to be successful at signaling at a distance, being a flag that can be discernible from a distance, that you can make out what's on it, and memorable, that you remember who it represents. So the 5 basic principles: simplicity, meaningful symbolism, few colors, no lettering or seals, and distinctiveness.
How would you rate, because one of the questions we've heard in this process is, what's wrong with Illinois' current flag? And obviously it violates a number of those principles, if not all of them. So can you just briefly assess Illinois' flag using that rubric?
Sure. And Illinois' flag came about in an era when flags for states were used differently. They were ceremonial flags. They were not flown widely across the state. And they were generally representing the state's government. The seal placed on a flag places the symbol of the government on the state's flag. And that's common for over half of U.S. state flags. But the seal not only doesn't work as a design element because it's too complex, the seal represents the government. And the flag really should represent the people. The flag should represent the entire state. I mean, why would I want to put the flag of the government on my house? Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Something just clicked. We've talked so many times about this now, but like it's the flag of the President of the United States versus the flag of the United States, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. So there's 2 reasons not to have a seal on the flag. It's ineffective design, and it's representing the wrong thing. It's representing the government rather than the entire state, the entire people. And you're right, using the Great Seal or the presidential seal on a flag is different from the Stars and Stripes representing the United States. Also, Illinois places its name on its flag. And unfortunately, if you have to write the name of your place on your flag, then your symbolism has failed. Illinois placed the name on its flag in the 1970s when a soldier in Vietnam had taken his state flag there and said, nobody knew this was my state flag. And so legislators put the word on. Not only is text a poor idea on flags, period, because you can't reverse it easily, it's hard to sew, you can't make it out, but also flags are visual symbols. They're not written symbols. They're not a banner like carried in a parade. They're like a logo or an icon. And of course, Illinois's flag, if you look on the back, it says Cyan Illy, which, you know, is awful. So for those reasons, having a seal, having writing on the flag, and I would say actually having a white background are all design challenges for Illinois. And those are some of the reasons that people have militated in Illinois to change the flag.
Now, we need to take a break in a couple of minutes, but before we do, there have been a number of states that have recently unfurled new flags, Minnesota, Mississippi, I think Utah as well. What would you say are some of the great recent flag designs, and what could we learn from them?
Well, I'll add that our organization, NAVA, NAVA.org, we have had members who have been involved in each of the state flag redesigns that have happened in the last 20 years. And I'll also add that I'm speaking as an individual, not as the representative of my organization when I give you my opinions of flags. But Minnesota is the most recent state to adopt a new flag, and it's a super design in my opinion. Not only is it simple, following the principles of great flag design, but it has an unusual symbol on it, a stylized shape of the state of Minnesota that's actually hiding on the flag. You don't see it at first, but it's a reverse chevron in dark blue that looks like the state of Minnesota. It's got an eight-pointed star in white that's the star of the north for Minnesota, and a compass rose and other symbolism, and then a light blue field representing Minnesota, the land of sky blue waters. So Minnesota's is a great design. Utah, yeah, just adopted a new flag also, and Mississippi, under pressure, removing the Confederate battle flag, adopted a great design as well.
Although with text on it, right? In God We Trust, I think. But maybe
that was a political compromise.
Yeah.
To
all
make
right,
sure that people would vote for it.
and vote for it they did. All right, we are going to continue with Ted Kaye. When we return, we'll get into some of the specific selections of the Illinois Flag Commission, the top 10 list. Again, if you want to find it, just Google Illinois Flag top 10 finalists. We're going to get into that when we come back. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us. It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and that the 21st Show. We are named that because Illinois was the 21st state admitted to the Union. That's going to come up as we continue our discussion of the new flag designs that the Illinois Flag Commission has selected. There are 10 finalists they've selected. There's going to be a vote coming up in January where people can select one of those 10 designs or three others. There's the current flag of Illinois, the centennial flag when we celebrated 100 years of statehood back in 1918, and then the sesquicentennial flag for Illinois' 150th anniversary in 1968. We are talking about this with Ted Kaye, who is the secretary of the North American Vexillological Association. Vexillology being the study of flags. I may have added an extra syllable in there. Ted, you can correct me on that. Although he's going to be, as he said earlier, when he gives his sort of personal opinion about flag designs, he's speaking for himself, not the association. If you want to join us today, the number is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. And Ted, maybe we can get into some of the designs now and talk about what, in your view, exemplifies good flag design, or maybe where things are straying a bit from your principles. And I'm going to use the numbers. Again, there's this PDF document out there. People can find it by Googling Illinois Flag Top 10 Finalists. And let's begin with 4669.
Okay. And before I start in on that, I want to say about all of these finalists that they're a good start, and most of them have promise, but none of them get an A grade from me. Many of them are just working too hard. And I strongly recommend that the Commission have flag design efforts work to simplify and improve each one before consulting the public. And the consultation should ask for a 1 to 10 or a 0 to 10 rating, not just a vote. There's too many to vote among to really get the sense of what people want. So my comments really are going to be focused on how these designs could be improved to be the most effective designs.
Sure.
So 4669, I will briefly describe each one. A big serifed letter I with a blue field on the left, a white star, the white letter I, and then multiple red and white stripes to the right. I think it's a clever use of the I. I think it could be just a bar instead of the serifs on it. And I have a concern about the six-pointed star. It looks too much like Chicago's star. And I'm from Portland, Oregon, and I know about big city versus the rest of the state. I wouldn't put the Chicago star on the state's flag. And so that a five-pointed star might work just fine for that.
That's interesting because the Chicago star we're going to see, as I'm going to call it, I don't know if there's another term for that six-pointed star, but I know it best from the Chicago flag. That's going to come up again and again as we go through this. There are a number of designs that have that. I did think the red and white stripes there, there's a way of looking at that as sort of representing the shape of Illinois, the way the serif I. So it's interesting. And that hadn't occurred to me.
I love
until
that.
You mentioned
I hadn't
Minnesota.
Noticed that. Yeah, I hadn't noticed yeah. that. And that's pretty cool.
But the serif, and I wondered if a single letter violated your principle of no words on flags.
And in my opinion, it doesn't. It becomes a symbol. It becomes a charge rather than trying to spell out something.
Yeah. All right. Well, for the sake of time, we're going to move along to 4321, which I'll take a turn now. It's a monarch butterfly surrounded by a circle of 21 stars.
I love that. And the butterfly is orange. And I love that butterfly. It's an unusual symbol. It would stand out. It would be a fantastic state flag that once people remembered that represented Illinois, people would be able to know that flag represented the state. I believe the stars are too small. They could be made bigger. And there's no need for a large single star among them. They all could be the same size. Orange is an unusual flag color. You'd have to just right to have it contrast with the dark blue background, but that could be an outstanding design.
Orange and blue, also the colors of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. We did get a...
I just want to jump in and give my Illinois bona fides, as slight as they are. My great-great-granduncle, Joseph Cunningham, is the namesake of Cunningham Avenue in Urbana. Was so that's my Illinois connection.
Was he a judge here? Do I remember that correctly?
Indeed, he was a judge. My father's middle name was Cunningham. So
excellent.
That's a good Illinois connection.
I appreciate that. All right, well, let's move down to 4220, which is another blue, white, and red. It sort of looks like the flag of France in a way, except the blue is, instead of a white bar, it forms a sort of silhouette of Abraham Lincoln on one side and the Illinois' western border, the Mississippi River, on the other.
That's right. I think this is a clever design, but the details would be lost at a distance. It's a it's kind of a weird design. I understand the profile of Lincoln and the side of the shape, but you know, if you turn this white into a simple bar or a simple serifed eye, you get close to what 4669, the first design, is, and that could be an effective design, especially if the instead of like France, where the vertical bars are all the same width, you could vary the widths, like have the blue big, the white small, and the red medium width. But I just don't think it's successful as a flag.
Yeah, are is fine detail like that, right? Having to draw the actual, you know, the course of the Mississippi River and Lincoln's nose and chin, that sort of violates a principle of simplicity.
Well, you can't see it at a distance, so yeah. All that work to put it on a flag is lost. If you have to sew the flag, that's terribly difficult. So for those reasons, fine details aren't successful in flags. Think of the best design flags, the ones that are going to show up, you know, on a little rectangle on the sports leaderboard of what country or what state is leading. Canada, Japan, France, those are very simple designs, and that's what Illinois can aspire to.
Yeah, I think we're going to be running short on time here, so maybe I'm
going to
condense.
We'll go fast.
Yeah, I'll condense a few of these. 4129 has this circle of corn kernels and a gear with 21 sprockets, represents the violet of Illinois, and some bars representing our waterways.
It's too complex. The white doesn't contrast well with the light blue. Simplify it and eliminate the central image.
One of the more simple designs is the next one, 3754. It's again got that Chicago star right in the center with a blue circle and then some blue bars behind it. What do you make of that?
I think it's a very effective design. Bleeding out to white at the top and bottom can be a challenge, but you've got that right now with your flag. I think the Chicago star is a challenge because Chicago isn't Illinois. But if you put a white five-pointed star in the middle, that'd be a very effective design.
What about Abraham Lincoln? He makes an appearance again in the next design, 3679, which is the shape of Illinois with a Lincoln silhouette inside of it, surrounded by a circle of stars. Yeah.
The same issue as 4220. It's too much detail. You're not going to see that at a distance. And I think the stars are too small. You could make them white instead of gray. No reason to have a larger star in it. And I would look for a stylized version of the state in this design and the next one, 2752.
Yeah, because they have very distinct or would you say precise representations of the state with the crazy borders that the Mississippi and Ohio have given us. let's jump ahead then to 2246, because this to me jumped out at me as one of the more abstract designs of Illinois. Green fields made by 21 stripes. There's a sun on the horizon, three Chicago stars in the sky, whose 18 points supposedly represent the year of our statehood, 1818. What do you think of this?
I think it's there's some promise here. I think the six-pointed stars, again, Chicago challenge there. There's a challenge of the gold sun against a white background. There are ways to fimbriate or put little edges on things to keep the gold and the white from blending into each other. It may be a little busy, but and therefore it might seem dated, but it's a very, very powerful design. You know, change the points on the stars, fimbriate that sun. Consider whether you really want to have that curve to the fields. I know they want 21 stripes, but you could have just straight stripes of white and green. That's a real contender.
896. It's basically the existing flag without the word Illinois and added some colored stripes on each side.
Right. I can understand this. All the same reasons. The seal doesn't belong on the flag. The stripes on the edge are good, but find something else to put in the middle.
Last one is number two.
Or stylize the eagle.
Stylize the eagle. Okay. Sort of like the potential loon designs we saw in Minnesota. Number 200. It's a white star surrounded by another circle of stars, blue stripes, a white background.
This is a contender as well, although the circle of stars is just going to be too small seen at a distance. You might just remove those stars. And consider not having white at the top or the bottom. There's almost too many stripes on this for success. So it could be simplified. I like to say that in every flag design or every poor flag design, there's a good design trying to get out, and there are ways to simplify this and make it even better.
All right, we have a short voicemail we got from a listener. This is from John in Berwyn. Let's listen to what he had to say.
so glad you guys are covering this hot button issue. I'm going to try to leave the specific designers out of my comment. I wish them well. I'm sure they're good people. There's a few good designs and good ideas in that mix, but really I want to condemn and criticize the commission for having such a limited scope of what's an acceptable flag. There's so many kind of repeated ideas. So much of Illinois' great heritage and, you know, design heritage, cultural heritage is left on the table.
All right. Thank you so much for that, John. Ted, what do you think of John's critique?
I think he there's an element of truth in that. I believe the commission has been faced with a really challenging timeline and structure. And the challenge, a key challenge, is that it's trying to answer two questions at the same time. The first is, should we change the flag? And the second is, what should be the new design? And combining those questions exposes the effort to a double challenge. A no on either one equals failure. I do want to comment on one of the things your listener said, and that is, the purpose of the flag is signaling. It's simple signaling. It's not the ultimate expression of the values and the heritage and the history and the culture of a place. That it's just a piece of fabric that you wave in the breeze to say that's who we are. That's on our side. So that's a little pushback there, but he's absolutely right. I think the commission has the opportunity to look broader, and by simplifying these designs may well come up with a broader view of what the options are for the people of Illinois to choose among.
It sounds like if you had to vote, maybe none of these would be your final pick.
I hope they know they're on a very tight timeline. Our organization has people who have helped all of these states recently, Minnesota, Utah.
Has NAVA not been, do you know, has NAVA been consulted from Illinois officially?
Yes.
Yeah, it has. Okay.
We are people, we've been consulted, but not involved. In other words, we did a very brief, or members did a very brief briefing to the commission at the beginning of its process, but the commission does not have vexillologists or flag designers, vexillographers on the inside helping it with this process. And that's an opportunity that they have right now.
All right. Ted Kay, Secretary of the North American Vexillological Association, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today on the 21st Show.
I like to say that a great state deserves a great flag, and I'm hoping for the best for Illinois.
Me too. Thanks so much, Ted. Appreciate your time.
Brian.
And that is all the time we have for our program today. Coming up tomorrow, we are planning to bring you an interview with our Illinois U.S. Senator, Senior U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, as well as a look at holiday movies and the best movies of 2024. That's coming up tomorrow on the 21st Show, which is produced by Anna Casey, Christine Hatfield, and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer is Colson Khan. Technical direction and engineering from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey.